Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, July 31st. Thank you guys for joining us. This month has gone by so, so fast, and we're looking at August 1st, actually tomorrow. So welcome to August. Thank you guys again for tuning in. If you have questions for tonight's show or comments, you can join us by calling 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. I'm going to turn it over to Denise so she can give us some beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Just very briefly, tickets are now on sale for IMATS LA, which takes place January 13th through the 15th of 2017 in Pasadena, California, at the Pasadena Convention Center. Again, tickets for IMATS LA are available on presale, and they are available at imats.net. That's www.imats.net. So for more ticket information, you can go to their website. And then up next for IMATS is IMATS Toronto, which takes place October 1st through the 2nd, and tickets are currently on sale for that. The international makeup artists working on top TV and film productions can be found in Toronto. From Oscar and Emmy winners to global editorial artists, a network of experts come to IMATS Toronto ready to share their tales from the sets, their beauty and character makeup, techniques, and how to break into the industry. Established in 2009, this show also brings you top vendors and memorable experiences. And this show, again, takes place October 1st through 2nd. That's a Saturday and Sunday. October 1st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. October 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that takes place at the Metro Toronto Convention Center in Toronto, Ontario. And some very interesting news that I found. L'Oreal acquires IT Cosmetics. I know most people know IT Cosmetics. They're very popular. On Friday, July 22nd, beauty giant L'Oreal announced that it had acquired the ever-so-popular prestige beauty brand IT Cosmetics for a cash price of $1.2 billion. IT Cosmetics will be a part of L'Oreal's luxury division. Frederic Rosé, president and CEO of L'Oreal USA, said in a press release, IT Cosmetics shares L'Oreal's passion for product innovation and their belief that offering beauty for all is a deeply purposeful mission. The brand has earned the devotion of its highly engaged consumers, and we see potential for significant growth in the years to come. IT Cosmetics was founded in 2008 by Jamie Kern Lima, Paulo Lima, who developed the line to help treat and cover problem skin. It is sold on several television shopping channels, in beauty stores such as Sephora and Ulta, and on the brand's website. The brand will maintain its existing leadership team and headquarters in Jersey City, New Jersey. And that's it for the news.
All right. And then just a quick announcement from PVA. They just had the Pro Beauty Week in Las Vegas, and Pro Beauty Week for 2017 will be July 8th through 11th, 2017. So that's July 8th through 11th, 2017 in Las Vegas will be the 2017 Pro Beauty Week. Also, congratulations to the NAHA winners for 2016, and we'll have a list of those winners next Sunday night to announce the names next Sunday night. Also, the ISSE Expo in Long Beach will take place January 28th through 30th, 2017. So save the date for those two beauty events, ISSE January 28th through 30th, and Pro Beauty Week in Vegas, July 8th through 11th, both in 2017. All right. So save the date. We want to welcome to the show tonight hairstylist Amber Hobson. How are you doing, Amber?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. Glad to have you on with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you and I were talking briefly before the show came on, and I was talking about how I really love your the shampoo that you sent for us to try. So before we get into that, can you just briefly introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell everybody what you do and how you what inspired you rather to become a hairstylist?
Okay, first I'll do the introduction. So my name is Amber Hobson, formerly known as Cobra Red. I actually started in the beginning of my career, I was a artist. So I wrote lyrics, performed on stages. You know, I was in an all-girl rap group called the Five Footers, and we were signed up on Warren G, G-Funk. Mm-hmm. So we came from that whole 90s era when West Coast was so strong in just putting out hits, you know. But anyway, let me kind of just fast forward. What ended up happening is that during the years that, you know, I was doing music, it came to a point where we were in a really bad deal. Not with Warren's company, but the company Restless. Warren G's production company was up under that. And what ended up happening is they owed us money. We finished our obligations. We finished a full album, and they wouldn't pay us the rest of our money. So it got to a point where I had to get on welfare just to feed my son, and I was signed to a record label. And in that moment, I just told myself, I said, you know what, I'll never put my destiny in anyone's hands ever again. Like, from here on out, I got to make it happen no matter what. You know what I mean? So, I was working like little odd end jobs, and I always knew how to braid hair since I was probably 7 years old playing with Barbies. So I was really natural in doing it, but that wasn't, you know, that really wasn't my passion. My passion was music. So, what ended up happening is, I was braiding hair at this job that I was at. Some of the customers, and some of the people that worked there, they were like, oh, you know how to braid hair? Can you braid my hair? And it started a whole frenzy. So make a long story longer. One of my friends invited me to a studio session she invited me to a studio session, and I ended up meeting Napoleon from the Outlaws and his brother. They owned a hair salon / barbershop in the valley where I live. Mm-hmm. And he saw me. Oh, his name was Benzino. That was an artist. So they saw me braiding Benzino's hair, and they were like, oh, we got a salon. It's called Platinum Cuts. It's in Studio City. It was like, you should come work for us. And I was like, hell yeah, because they had so much fun because Napoleon was the owner, so he took his marketing skills. He had it on Access, Granite, BET, like it was all over. This is before the internet, you know what I mean? So I started working there, and I mean, I was around so many people, like barbers and I'm just gonna say celebrity stylists and barbers. So I was inspired by that movement. I was around some really great people. I call them my OGs, Lolita Good. Doc the Barber, you know, all these different people, they kind of inspire me to want to make money doing hair. And Lolita, I worked up under her. I knew how to do the best weaves because I worked up under her. We would do 7 to 8 weaves a day, and I had to help her take down the braids, you know what I mean, wash the hair, mm-hmm. braid it up. And I ended up going to school. One of my homegirls hit me up. She said, Amber, why are you not in school? And I was like, girl, my album about to come out. You know, our album's still on hiatus, girl. So I was like, girl, my album about to come out, girl. I ain't tripping off this shit. It's just, you know, I don't know if I can curse, my bad. But I was like, I'm not tripping over this. You know, shoot, our album coming out. She was like, for real, Amber, you need to really go to school. She said, you can get paid to go to school. You got a son. You a single mother. They have so many scholarships and just federal grants and all types of money. So you can get paid to go to school. Me being a hustler I am, that's what I ended up doing. I got paid to go to school, got my cosmetology license, off to the races. And here we are.
Wow. And how many years ago was that?
I ended up going to school at the ending of 2002. It was mm-hmm. like around 2000, because I got my license in 2005.
Okay.
So professionally, I always say 2005 because this is like after school, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha. Wow. I like what you said about not putting your destiny in anyone else's hands. And it just, you know, it just reminds me that, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, whether it be hair, makeup, or whatever it is, you know, you have to be the one to put the work in and not really depend on other people all of the time. I know sometimes we can depend on people for help, but a lot of times we have to really focus on us doing the work and getting us to where we need to be.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I meant by that statement, is that no matter what, don't have no excuses, because excuses are for losers. And once you realize that, you're going to be a problem solver, because that's what it's about. I'm in the business of solving problems, whether it's hair, whether it's just, you know, ordinary problems. Like, I'm a therapist, I feel. When they sit down in my chair, my obligation is not to only turn them from drab to fab, but inside and out. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to be in the right frame of mind to work on people. You know what I mean? Like, you really spiritually, mentally have to be together, because you're in people's heads. You know what I mean? You're dealing
right.
with all this different energy. So you got to, you know, and it gets overwhelming because I'm dealing with so many different types of people. And it's fun in a sense because you're meeting all types of people, but at the same time, it could be stressful. You know what I mean? Like, I got to learn. It goes so deep. I have to learn different cultures. I mean, I have Asians, I have, you know, Hispanics, African-American, white, just it's a whole cluster of just different nationalities, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so eventually as time went on, let me just kind of tell you a little bit more about my experience. As time went on, when I went to school, straight out of school, me and Lolita, we started a hair extension workshop together. So straight out of school, I was already in business. That was my first partnership with Lolita Goods. And she was such a mentor to me. And that's another thing, too. I feel like I have a responsibility to share the knowledge. And she instilled that in me, to share the knowledge. And she told me from the gate, Amber, don't be like me. Save your money. And I always remember that. And that's such an important tool to have in whatever business you're in. Just personally, save your money so you can save your ass. And that's one of the chapters in my book, Boss Moves, What They Didn't Teach You in Beauty School, where, you know what I mean, you have to really, everything that you do, it's business, it's money. In order to take care of yourself, you have to learn how to manage your money.
Mm-hmm.
You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So anyway, I worked for several different hair salons even after that. And I worked at about 8 different hair salons, and none of them are in business right now. They're all out of business, which goes to show that it's not easy having your own business and maintaining, you know, a hair salon. If you don't know what you're doing, if you're not up on the times, current events, you have to really be internet savvy these days to have your own business. If you're not on the internet, you just go kill yourself, okay? another chapter in Boss Moves, what they didn't teach you on Amazon.com.
Well,
you know, put the plug in on Amazon.com.
Let me ask you, you speak about, you know, being in business. What do you think, in your opinion, makes one a great hairstylist? And then two, what do you, as a great hairstylist, what do you need to do? And you just kind of basically touched on it a little bit now. What do you need to do to stay in business, whether you have your own salon or whether you're just freelancing?
First of all, it's all about customer service. I looked up to some of the richest, greatest hairstylists who had, I'm talking about upscale hair salons making millions of dollars, and they lost it all and ending up right where they started. So mm-hmm. I learned from other people's mistakes. Mind you, remember I told you I worked at 8 different salons? I learned mm-hmm. all the wrong ways on how to run a business. I learned all the wrong ways. So I took from that and said, hey, I'm going to do the opposite of what, you know, of what losers do or what, you know, I might as well say what losers do. You do the opposite of what losers do. First of all, in order to be a successful hairstylist and a person in business, you have to be on time. You have to respect other people's time. In this type
That's
of
right.
industry that we're in, you got to understand everybody at the touch of on your phone, you can look at reviews of people, businesses. I've been able to grow. I went from working at a hair salon, being a manager, to saying, the hell with this. I'm already branding these businesses with my own brand. How about if I need to really concentrate on my own brand. So I branched mm-hmm. out, and I got what is called a salon suite. They have salon suites all over. It's like a big building. It's a
right.
big building with all these different – everybody have their own business, own room,
mm-hmm.
right? I went from there. I worked. I did that for like 4.5 years, and then I went from that to having my own storefront on the boulevard on Ventura. Ventura in San Fernando Valley is like the Beverly Hills. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everything is right in there.
You know what I mean? So I was,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it really was hard work pays off, and not only that, I knew how to manage my money. And you always put your money up for a rainy day. That's another way to be successful. You don't want to be a desperate, broke, beep. I'm not going to,
mm-hmm.
you know what that means. So, you know, you don't want to be one of those desperate people because you don't think all the way. And you, one mistake can mess up everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I had the opportunity to make that move, thank God I had built my credit back up. Because in 2008, I don't know if you guys, well, of course you remember, when that whole bust happened with the real estate game. So I went
mm-hmm.
through a time in my life where I had a house and everything. I was living a life, you know. And that crash hit, and I lost everything. I was homeless with my son, and I had to rebuild myself back up, like my credit and everything. Because, I mean, I was like, I started from the bottom again, like, wow. And I just want to say to everybody out there, sometimes that's what happens, but you got to know how to deal with it, suck it up, cry for a minute, suck it up, and think of your next move. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing. Sometimes people give up. They get so much in a rut where they fall into a deep depression. Woe is me. Guess what? Nobody
mm-hmm.
cares. Nobody cares what you went through. People looking at the winning side, like, let's win. And I feel
right.
like being a successful hairstylist, you have to share. You have to have a heart. You can't pay someone enough money to care. You cannot pay enough money. You can't pay enough money for someone
You made a great point because for, like, my sister and I work in the film and television industry, you know, and for makeup artists and hairstylists who work in film and television, you know, there are times when it's going very well and you're working all the time. But then there's times,
mm-hmm.
just like you mentioned, 2008. In 2008, things kind of slowed up. There was a writer's strike and things kind of slowed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I remember
people
that.
Weren't,
yes.
Yeah, people weren't working as much. So there are times when you're just not going to be working. And if you don't save up, like you were saying, you're not going to have that cushion to fall back on. And even if you do have a cushion and then once you get through that dry spell, the cushion is gone, you know, sometimes people get to their lowest point. But like you said, you have to suck it up, cry if you have to, but suck it up and
pick
you have to have a plan to
try again. Well, does everybody mm-hmm. Leah said that? Pick yourself up
that's
and try
right.
again. Hey!
Yeah,
man,
that's right.
At first you don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again. That was
absolutely.
A motivational song right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so moving. Oh, go ahead. You want to ask a question?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, so how should a hairstylist market themselves for success, you know?
Y'all ready?
How should you put yourself out there? I'm ready.
All on the end. This is for every type of business, not just beauty, but every type of business. If you're not on the internet, go kill yourself because you're already losing. This day and time, you have to be constantly posting up content. The more content, the better. YouTube, Snapchat, mm-hmm. Periscope, Facebook, Instagram. And if you're not internet savvy, hire somebody. Hire one of these young college kids. Some of these kids, you don't even have to pay them. They could have an internship within your company. But you have to align yourself to be around people who are movers and shakers. So
mm-hmm.
the kind of team I have, like I have an assistant. I have a person to do the administration work. You know what I mean? Like I've set myself up in a way where, because I can't do everything, you know. But
right.
that's another thing in order to be successful. A lot of these hairstylists, they like to hoard all the money and they don't want to share. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this too. This is what I do. Every time a new client comes and sits in my chair, the first thing I ask them is, how did you find out about us? Even on the phone,
mm-hmm.
when my assistant or my receptionist books an appointment, they always ask within the conversation, hey, how did you find out about us? Oh, we found out about you on Yelp. That's another one,
mm-hmm.
Yelp.com. If you have
That's
a
right.
restaurant, a hair salon, a dermatology, whatever, you need to register with Yelp. And at first, I wasn't even paying Yelp. I think for probably about 2 years I was using Yelp before I started paying them. And
mm-hmm.
first of all, their search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
Search engine optimization is how frequent you are on. You can Google. Let's say you Googled beauty radio, right? Your
mm-hmm.
site will pop up because you have all these. You're linked up with all these different entities with Yelp, where you have your own website. You're with Instagram,
right.
Facebook, you know what I mean? So you have to make yourself really relevant online. So
right.
if a client, they can Google black hair, black salon, or something to do with Tarzana, because that's where I'm at in the city of Tarzana,
mm-hmm.
my website or my Yelp is going to come up instantly. And they need to register with Google. You register your business on Google. Right now, you got to go on search, put Google business. And you register within that so people can find you. Because you ever
right.
Google something and then their Google profile comes up. It has when they're open, when they close. It has the hour. It has the telephone number, website. And this is all just a Google page. You have your website linked to it. So with any business, I urge you to be frequent on the internet. And this is another thing, too. You have to be selective on your content, what you're posting. If you can have a personal page and you have a business
mm-hmm.
page, the business page, what do you think realistically, I'm going to ask you guys, what would you have on your business page on your Instagram? I'm asking any of you guys.
Okay, wait a minute. I hear her talking, but I don't say, my sister was talking, but I couldn't hear her on the
same. I was saying that if you have a business profile with Instagram,
mm-hmm.
what type of things would you post? You will always, you're going to market the radio show, pictures, videos.
The radio show,
all the different people you guys
are meeting.
This day-to-day stuff that can inspire people and get people in tune with what you're doing. So some of these hairstylists, they're wondering why they're not getting clients. Well, honey, you want to post girls fighting each other online, all these dumb, irrelevant videos and pictures.
Right.
Instead of posting your own work, take pictures, take videos of your work, Give beauty tips. You know what I mean?
Right.
All these
yeah,
type of
absolutely.
Things are going to interest people and be like, oh, I want to tune in to them. Ooh, they cool. Dang, they pretty. Post pictures of y'all. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
right.
Our radio show is popping. We got this going. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever business you in, you have to promote it. And if you don't promote it, who will? Always
That's right.
have business cards. Don't be so prideful. Wherever I keep business cards in every purse I have. Just
mm-hmm.
in case. You know how you switch purses something, and you be asked
yeah.
out when you at the club or anywhere and meet somebody that's very vital, and you like, dang, I didn't get time to get their number. I could have gave them a card. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
And answer your phone, that part. Always answer your phone. I tell my assistant, well, anyway, I don't care if it's Sunday, Monday. I don't care if I'm in Jamaica. I've been on my own vacation and had to answer my phone. You know why? Because I'm not going to miss out on any money. I don't care where I'm at. And if that's not the case, I'll hire somebody or have, but I don't, you know, you don't trust too many people, too. So I'm like,
right.
hey, I want to make sure it's getting answered. I want to make
That's
sure
true.
I'm able to answer your question. Hey, I'm out of town, but hey, we're back. I'm back working Tuesday. I'll book them. Even if I can't call them back, I'm going to text. I'm going to do something. But
right.
you have to answer your phone. And that's also a chapter in my book, Boss Moves, What They Didn't Teach You in Beauty School on Amazon.com.
And speaking of social media, you have been doing YouTube videos since, oh, my goodness, it's been a long while now, hasn't it?
It was before I lost my house. That's when I started. When I started, I was in the house, and my boyfriend at the time had all these electronics. I took advantage of what was in front of me. That's when I started it. Because I was looking at other people. What happened was the salon that I was working at, you know, I was starting from the bottom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was starting from the bottom. So, I was trying to figure out ways to promote myself, and I'm looking at all these different YouTubes, and I'm like, all these kitchen beauticians. I'm like, man, and then they be boring. I'm fast forward, like, where's the personality? Like, make me, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is whack. So then that's what made me say, you know what, I can do that. And I just tried it. And at the time when I first started, I was like doing rap. You know what I mean? Like, I was freestyling the tracks. And then I got into doing what I call From Drab to Fab, where I do makeovers. And that the hair thing really took off. And from that point on, you know, I just took advantage of that wave and started going hard with the YouTube videos. Then I figured out a way to monetize. You can get paid. Everybody out there, you can get paid to do YouTube videos. You get a certain amount of people, they give me a check. They deposit money into my account. You know what I mean? But it took me years. I did start. I think I started like 2005. Like, I started a long time ago. You know what I mean? I have over like it's almost at 3 million views. But like I said, it took me years. Now, this day and time, now that it's really popular, and if you have really good content, and, you know, you really good at what you do, people will follow you. You can really get paid off of that. And then people will pay you to even sponsor. They'll be like, hey, can you use my product, or can you use an album?
Right.
People, they post, even on Instagram. That's the big thing now. Like, when I was promoting my hair products and my book, what I did, I looked at all the people that's in my kind of business that got so many followers, and I hit them up and I pay them. Like, hey, can you advertise my product? Hey, that's the thing now. It used to be commercials on TV. Everyone fast forwards commercials. So I tried that and it didn't work. It was like, I got more people from Yelp than a commercial on the cable. So that's the thing you got to think about. You got to start. You can do commercials and all types of ads within, you know, people social media. That's the thing.
Yeah, social media is not going anywhere, so people have to really, especially if you have a business, you really need to do more.
Absolutely, and that's part of your job. You got to stay on top of the times. You know, you got to go to workshops. You know, you got to constantly learn your craft and business. You know, it's a constant learning. Like I feel like I'm gonna be a student forever because I'm constantly learning. I'm reading books. You know, I look at motivational videos, and that's another way to win. You look at what winners do. Don't hate or be intimidated by a winner. You get the game from a winner.
That's right.
That's what you want to be around.
That's right.
I mean, honestly, if I can't be around winners, I'm in my house looking at winners on my YouTube, seeing what they're doing.
Right.
I'd rather stay home than be in the club with a bunch of lowlifes. Like, I mean, I go to clubs, but it's like it depends on what's going on. But just me partying every night, spending that kind of unnecessary money, then I'd be mad. You spent $10, $20 on what, the valet. Then you got to pay to get inside. Then you're paying for your drinks until somebody buys you a drink. But by that time, your money gone. So you just spent all that money, like $100 in one night. And that $100 could have went towards, you know, it could have went towards even part of going on vacation. I'd rather go party in another country to keep it 100.
That's right. That's right. So you sent me the Hair Escapade shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
What inspired you to create these products?
That's a good question. You know, I think even when I was in school, I would always say to myself, "Oh, that would be cool. I want to have my own product line." And as years went on, I researched and looked into it. And because I didn't look at too many places, maybe like two places, and they kind of was Debbie Downers. They were kind of like talking me out of it, which is weird. You know, like, oh, well, it costs a lot of money to do this, and it's going to cost this much, $20,000. I was like, ooh, I don't got that kind of money. So I quit. I quit looking at it, right? Time went on. One of my assistants, her name is Andrea. And Andrea, she said, "Amber, why don't you come with your own product?" And I said, "Yeah, I thought about that before." She said, "Look," she said, "all this right here, this could be your product." She was pointing to all the different product lines we were using, right? She said, "This could be Hair Escapade's name." And that's what pumped me up to do it. I said, "Well, how am I going to do it, Andrea?" She was like, "Go on YouTube, start learning, like learn how to make it in your kitchen." And I took what she told me, and that's what I'm saying. I learned from my assistant. You know what I mean? Like, when you have people working for you, I'm always listening to their suggestions. You know what I mean? Because you never know. They can help your business. I'm not going to act like I know everything. When you a boss,
right,
you got to be a team player as well. You know what I mean? You get things done. Of course, they know you're the boss, but at the same time, you have to listen. You have to have an open ear. Because they could suggest something that could make you $1 million. So
right.
With that being said, I went on YouTube. I was on the internet constantly researching what products help with different scalp conditions. You know, what helps the hair grow, what gives the hair shine. And with all the different ingredients I came up with, I started learning how to kind of mix it, you know, what stuff to mix with it to make it stick. And I started making it from my kitchen. And I would use it on my clients. The clients love the smell. We got that part, but the actual texture, I needed a professional. So I started reaching out to chemists. I started reaching out to other companies that specialize in natural ingredients. I actually hit up this one company. It was several. They all had, oh, you got to do at least 10,000 units for us to start.
Right.
Okay, that's a whole lot of money. I don't got that.
Yeah.
What I found, when I tell you that's what took the most time was the research. Girl, it took me two months, like diligently every day looking and calling up companies. I finally found a company where they had a minimum that worked with my budget. And I told them the ingredients that I wanted in there, and then they added what needed to be in there to make it do what I wanted it to do, which was stimulate the scalp. And I wanted them to add a natural preservative that would give it a long life so you don't have to mm-hmm. put it in the refrigerator. You know what I mean? And that was the thing, right, too. That's why I had to get with some professionals. See, I'm not a chemist. Now, I know what ingredients, what stuff works for the hair, but as far as me mixing all these different, you know, that's a chemist's job. I don't know all that.
Yeah.
I left that to the professionals. And if I, I knew if I had to sell, these things and sell to people from all over the world, it needs a long shelf time. So I got with this company, made it happen. We were going back and forth. I wish that I could have. It's a whole lot. But anyway, let me stick to the point. So eventually it was a lot of back and forth, them sending me samples, me smelling, okay, I don't like this texture, sending it back. You know what I mean? It was a bunch of that. Mm-hmm. So finally we got the formula, and I went through another company to see. This is the thing. A lot of these companies, they'll say, okay, hey, we'll do everything. We'll do your bottles, the packaging, you know, the labels, all that. That shit was too expensive. I went another route, did that. But the company who actually made my product for me, I had the labels and the bottles from two different other companies. I sent that to them, and they were able to just fill them up for me and ship them out. So I didn't even have to do all that. That was included. Like, oh, yeah, I guess they have that roller thing, you know, it rolls it and automatically puts the product in the bottles and all that special stuff.
Right.
And that's, I was off to the races.
Well, let me say this. Your product is so nice. It smells nice. It gives the hair a nice shine. Your hair looks really healthy after using the shampoo and the conditioner. And, I mean, I don't know much about this natural preservative, but in our house, it won't last long anyway. I mean, just having the shampoo, I know I've used.
Yeah, huh? It's only 8 ounces. But
I've used it twice already.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. And that's what it's about, you know. And that's the thing. I was just asking my client, and I was witnessing a lot of dry scalp from my clients because of our weather. We have dry heat out here. So it affects mm-hmm. our skin and our hair. So I had to think of, you know, what can help with the scalp and hair. That's where the coconut oil, the castor oil, you know what I mean? That's where all that come in. Mm-hmm. For that, because coconut oil, it has double duties. It moisturizes and it seals in the moisture. You know what I mean? So it has double duty. So, you know, and then as far as like the tea tree and the peppermint, well, that helps stimulate the scalp. You know what I mean?
Right.
It fights bacteria. So it's really good for when you got a weave or you coming about a weave and you need to really get in there and like freshen up that scalp.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are some of your clients, what are some of their feedback after, you know, using the product?
Well, they were like, it's that smell gets them. And then some of my clients mm-hmm. say, wow, it's clearing up my sinuses.
It will do that.
That lemongrass, you be like, wow.
But is that so true, though? It does clear up your sinuses, I'm not going to lie.
That's the truth.
So, you know, and then, you know, I have a client that just do the natural, you know, they do the natural look. They don't put any heat in the air. And they said it's really, you know, it moisturizes it, like it keeps it really, really shiny, you know. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's the one thing that natural hair needs is moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That's good that this product does that. Are you planning to add to the line? I know you have a shampoo and conditioner. Are you planning to add other products to the line?
Yeah, that, I have that in the works as well. I definitely want to do something that helps. It's like a what's the word? Like an antibacterial spray for your scalp, like something you can spray in when you have a weave or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't like wash your hair or whatever. I just want something that can help with that, with the scalp, like a spray, a leave-in spray. Also, I want to do a leave-in conditioner. So all that's in the works. You know, I got to make my money back from the shampoo and conditioner because I got a lot. I still got a lot, you know, orders to see. I'm trying to make that money back. Then I can take that money and invest into, you know, into that. But this has all been a learning experience, and I'm still learning with that, you know, just how that whole business goes. You know, you really, you know, that was the thing. You know, I felt like I didn't really promote it as much as I should have, but I learned good ways on how to do it. So this being my first try with my product, just learning the business end of it, I think it'll really be way better success when I come out with more, you know what I mean? But
right.
I'm just seeing how it's working out.
That's good. I mean, this is good information that you're sharing tonight because, you know, there are hairstylists out there, makeup artists out there who, you know, they know hair and they know makeup, but now they're trying to tamper a little bit with having their own product lines. And, you know, so just learning how to start. You were talking about doing the research, you know, once you get the product, you know, how to promote so that more people know about it. You can make your money back faster so you can reinvest it into the business so that you can bring out more products. So this is, you know, good information for people to just listen to and be inspired by. I think it's great.
Absolutely. Because if I was able to do it, and that's the thing, you know, it's a lot of sacrificing. You know, you get cash in hand. So, you know, you're looking at $1,200 in your hand. You're like, oh, I'm about to go buy a Gucci bag. But you have to have that switch in your mind and be like, you know what, I'm really supposed to spend money on these shirts. You know, this product or whatever, I need to flip that. I can't make no money off no Gucci purse. And if I do sell it back, I'm going to get less money. You know what I mean? Because it's used. So it's one of the things where you constantly have to sacrifice, you know.
Right.
And it's hard. You know, it's been times when I wasn't able to spend a lot of time with my son, you know. But thank God when he got to that age and he was able to stay at home, girl, I was able to go grind, like, working 12, 14 hours, you know what I mean? But when he was younger, it was rough. You know, it was really rough when he was younger. And all these kids getting out of college or high school, wait to have your kids, man. It makes your grind harder. If you're a good parent, now if you don't give a damn about your kids, then it don't matter. But if you care about your kids, it's more than just a notion. So I tell everybody, wait to have your kids. Get your money right. Get your mind right, you know what I mean? Gain education.
Absolutely, absolutely. What is your philosophy to having great hair?
To having great hair, I would say get your ends trimmed in a timely fashion. That helps. You got to use good quality products. It's all about the products and the tools and your diet. Most importantly, your diet. I can tell from certain instances if a client, like let's say if a client, she never had dry scalp. And then maybe a couple of times I'm seeing that her scalp is really dry. I start asking her questions like, hey, what are you eating? I think you changed your diet. Are you putting something different in your hair? What's going on? And majority of the time, it's their diet. Oh, girl, I started back school. I'm so stressed. I've been eating nothing but fast food. Okay, that's the problem. All those fried foods. You know what I mean? Clogs up your pores and your scalp, and then your hair can't grow because your pores are clogged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use good products. to really clean the pores. That's why when people say the cold conditioning thing where they don't wash their hair or they just condition it, I don't believe in that philosophy. You have to clean your, because you have product buildup in your hair. If you don't wash your hair, you're just throwing conditioner on it all the time. No, you need to wash your scalp. I'm sorry. I'm about cleanliness. Now, don't get me wrong. Conditioners do have a little bit of, there is an agent in there that can cleanse the hair, but it's not enough. I'm sorry. I like to clean my hair, then I do the conditioner. I'm old school.
And it's funny because you always hear people talk about our diets and the things that we eat when we're talking about the skin, you know, and you're the first person I ever heard talk about that when it comes to the hair, but it's so true. Same principles apply.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Because it's skin. It's skin.
That's right.
The hair is really dead after it grows out. That's what they say. The hair is dead anyway. So within that, underneath your scalp, you know, there are things going to just like your skin. You know, you can have dandruff just from, you know, I just think that, like, when I talk to my clients, I tell them to incorporate more dark leafy greens, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that help, salmon, fish oil. I really don't do too much. I think as a woman, you shouldn't do cheese anyway. Like, really cut down on cheese because it's not good. It gives us fibroids, especially as black women. So I definitely would tell them, hey, you need to cut out the dairy straight up. And then maybe it's some type of medication that they're taking that maybe it takes effect on their hair, that thins their hair. I ask them that too. When it's a first-time client and she's like, I got all these situations going on with my scalp or my hair. And I ask her, hey, what type of medication are you on? Oh, yeah, I had a thyroid. Oh, there you have it. Thyroid, your hair will come out if you have a thyroid issue.
Right.
So you let them know, hey, you need to go to your doctor or go to your physician or go, you need to go to a dermatologist. Like for psoriasis and stuff like that, I'll tell them, hey, you need to go to a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
So this certain thing as a hairstylist that I won't perform. And it may be something I really don't know. I don't want to misdiagnose somebody. So I have to go to a specialist. Hey, you need to go to this dermatologist or herbalist, whatever, you know, depending on what their symptoms are.
Right. Exactly. Well, last question of the night. What is beauty to you, Amber?
What is beauty?
Mm-hmm. What is beauty to you?
Your smile, the way you look. I feel like it has to come within. It has to come within because somebody, you know, it's funny because sometimes I like to observe people. You may see a woman, she may not be the model type, like how they have in the magazines or the music videos. She may be heavy set with curves. She may have short hair. But the way how she walked in that room and her confidence, the way she held her head up, she'd be the one getting all the guys. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean by it's a confidence.
Right.
It's a swag. It's the way you carry yourself.
Absolutely.
You know? Because I know some girls, you know, they could be beautiful as far as on the outer appearance and they wearing this and that, but they attitude, they just mean looking. Like, girl, why are you mean looking? You are beautiful. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. I totally agree. It definitely comes from within.
Absolutely.
Sure. Amber, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Hair Escapade, that's H-A-I-R, E, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, A, D as in David, E, S. I'm on Snapchat, I'm on Periscope, Instagram, Facebook, everything is Hair Escapade. You want to buy products? Check out the blog or look at the gallery, book an appointment, you go to Hair Escapade. .com. We just changing one head at a time. Changing lives.
All right.
One head at a time.
Absolutely.
And you know how we do it. We take you from drag to fab.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed
it. Amazon.com. Yeah, go to Amazon.com and get that book. You want more knowledge about
the
game, how to be successful? Y'all got to go to Amazon.com. In the search engine, you can just put in Boss Moves. And you'll see my face, Amber Hobson. You'll see it.
And I just want to say real quick before we leave, you know, as I was looking at some of the YouTube videos, you know, you've shown like some before and after, you're demonstrating different hairstyles, some of the things you're just talking. I found a lot of your videos to be very motivational and inspiring, and it's not... You could be sitting in bed. You could be at your salon. I just loved how you approached doing these videos. But the one thing that I wanted everybody to know is just, you know, you talk about hair all the time and you demonstrate hair, but it's something very motivational and inspirational about some of your videos and even just talking tonight. And that's what really, really, really attracted me. Like, I was looking at your videos and I couldn't even finish typing. I was trying to send you an email and I couldn't even finish typing because I was so drawn to the videos. So that's kind of one of the things I want.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
That.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted people to realize and to pick up, you know. Everything is not about hair or makeup or whatever it is that we do, but you have to be able to share knowledge and to give back and to even inspire some people every once in a while. So I just wanted to throw that out before we got off the line.
Thank you so much,
Amber, for your time.
Man, whatever y'all need, I'm down, man. If y'all got an event going on, if y'all want to be a part of whatever y'all got going on, please reach out to me. Don't hesitate because I love just, you know, being a participant in something that's real and that can inspire other people. You guys are some beautiful
Absolutely.
Black women. You have a talk show that's positive, and you're letting people share their experiences. You know what I mean? You're letting
mm-hmm.
people promote their businesses. Like, I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, you know?
Absolutely.
So
it's our pleasure
y'all
to have
got
you.
Going on, please reach out to me. You already got my email. You got everything. Whatever
you
need.
You got everything. And I'm going to look, and I'm going to be getting some more of this shampoo, too. So.
Oh, you know
Definitely.
What? I would really like you guys, if you can, August 20th, we're doing my anniversary at my salon. We're going to have drinks, food. If you guys could come by, you can even do your – I wish you could do the talk show there. But – But, you know, if you guys happen to be in town, I would love for you guys to come out. It's August 20th.
August 20th. Let me just check our schedules.
Yeah, girl, come through from 2 to 7.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Amber. We appreciate it. go follow Amber on all the social media outlets out there. She's Hair Escapades. Her website is hairescapades.com. You can buy the product on there. It's the Peppermint Explosion Organic Shampoo and Conditioner. Go to Amazon to buy the book, Boss Moves, What They Didn't Tell You in Beauty School. Amber told you some of it tonight. So you got to buy the book to find out the rest. Very informative, very inspirational. Thank you so much, Amber.
Love y'all. Y'all take care.
Okay,
thank
you.
You too.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Again, go out and check out Amber's book on Amazon, Boss Moves, What They Didn't Tell You in Beauty School, and check Amber out again all over social media. She says Snapchat, Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all Hair Escapades. Check us out on Facebook at Beauty Talk Online. We are on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. We're on Twitter as beauty_talk. And we are Beauty Talk on Periscope as well. And then you can follow both my sister and I just by our names, Denise Tunnell and Janice Tunnell. And I spell that J-A-N-I-C-E. Tunnell is T-U-N-N-E LLL. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in. Have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.